Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman with commentary on the Family Life Network. Yesterday was Memorial Day. Beyond the unofficial start of the summer season, and more importantly, Memorial Day is a day that we honor the memories and the lives of the brave men and women in the military who made the ultimate sacrifice. Yesterday, there were hundreds and hundreds of parades and tributes in New York and Pennsylvania to honor these men and women, brave Americans who laid down their lives to defend and protect our freedom and way of life. The freedom to worship, the freedom to pursue our dreams, the freedom to engage in free enterprise, and the freedom to say what's on our minds. I say, God bless America's fallen warriors, now and forever. Furthermore, let's not forget the sacrifices that America's wounded warriors, active military personnel, and veterans have made for this country. America owes a huge debt of gratitude to all the men and women who have served this country and who have worn or currently wear the uniform. I recently had the opportunity, when I attended an event at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, to shake the hand of four-star Army General David Petraeus, who is currently the general who oversees Central Command. I shook his hand, looked him in the eye, and said, "Thank you for your service to the country." And I say this to all the members of the military listening this afternoon. God bless each and every one of you, and be safe. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman.